Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Ahoy, mates, and welcome aboard a very special voyage of Pirate Money Radio on this historic day, America's 250th birthday. I'm your captain, Kevin Freeman, the author of Pirate Money, coming to you from the heart of Texas with excitement in the air as we celebrate 2.5 centuries of this great nation. Now, I'm going to admit something up front. You might be headed to this great 4th of July celebration today, and you might see Dr. Carson or a special guest somewhere speaking. You'll say, wait a minute, he's on the radio. Yes, we're pre-recording this. That's why he's wearing a suit instead of those beautiful red, white, and blue shorts and shirt that he probably has to wear with his backyard barbecue. But I'm also joined today with my favorite co-host, love of my life, Marnie Freeman. Welcome, Marnie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here on this incredible day. I mean, 250 years. I mean, we are looking back to look forward and just pass on legacy.
Absolutely, Marnie. And we just had Father's Day, and we're talking about founding fathers now. Wherever you're tuning in, by the way, AFR, Real Life Network, your favorite podcast, we're going to have some fun. We're going to be inspired. We've got some thought-provoking discussion today as we celebrate our nation's biggest milestone. I'm Marnie, quick take. Fatherhood, 4th of July.
Okay, well, patriotism for me and the founding fathers. My dad was a patriot. He served in the military, served in Vietnam, and it was ingrained in our home. And I have a love for this country, and I just tear up thinking about it and our freedoms and how we had to fight for them. The fathers, our founding fathers, yep, fought for them. We have to be vigilant to keep it.
Well, speaking of the founding fathers and extraordinary people and extraordinary fathers and Americans who embody faith, family, and service, we have a very special guest sailing with us today. He's the world-renowned neurosurgeon, former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's an author, a speaker, and a true American hero. And I am so honored to call him a friend, Dr. Ben Carson. Welcome, Dr. Carson.
Well, thank you, Kevin and Marnie. Good to see both of you here. And thank you all for being such great patriots.
Oh, well, we're just honored to have you. I mean, you've served. You've got the Washington background there. I can see the Capitol building of the Washington Monument and all that. You've served there, but you've served all over this country. And on this historic day, America's 250th birthday, what gives you hope for our nation, and how can tools like storytelling and film renew the American dream for the next generation?
Well, I'm hopeful when I see young people, particularly the young men, returning to church and returning to the values that made this into a great country. I think a lot of the young people are starting to say, I'm looking down the pike here at where we're heading, and it doesn't look very good. It looks very scary. And if they have wisdom, they will find the right way. There is no question that what is going on in our country right now is the same thing that has gone on in many other countries that experienced a socialist / communist takeover. You try to depatriotize the people. You don't want them to be patriots. You want them not to feel close to their country, not to feel proud of their country. And that's why they spend so much time talking about, well, America has slavery, and it did horrible things to the Indians, and they treated foreigners inappropriately. Did all those things happen? Yes. But a lot more good things happened. You know, you got to look at the good, the bad, and the ugly. There's no perfect people. That's why we need a savior. But what was interesting about our country with slavery, we had so many people who were opposed to it that we fought a bloody civil war to get rid of it. And we had a lot of people of all different nationalities, races, who were involved in the Underground Railroad and finding ways to get slaves out of the United States and up to Canada and up to places where they could be free. And many of them risked their lives to do that. So we don't teach our children about stuff like that. And that's a real problem. Recent surveys have shown that eighth graders only 13% are proficient in American history. If you don't know your history, you are very vulnerable. You can be easily led, and we're seeing that happen.
I say that all the time. If we don't know scripture and history, you're done for.
No, that's true. And they're being taught Howard Zinn's history, which is fake history. But that's what we love about American Journey Experience and the brilliant young people we have in studio today, because they're learning the real history. They're going back to original founding documents. They're not just circulating these liberal thoughts or ideas, you know, where they cite each other as a source and say, well, you know, Bill Smith says this, well, Dr. Jones says this, and they go back to the original documents. And Dr. Carson, you've been doing that with your Little Patriots course, younger than we have in students today, but you've been bringing that knowledge back to young people about the amazing nation in which we live.
No question about it. And it is the most incredible nation. You think about the fact that we're the only nation whose founding document says that our rights come from our Creator and not from government. That's an integral part of who we are and our belief system and the values that we develop. And those values led us from obscurity to the pinnacle of the world in record time. Think about that. I mean, just 50 years after the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1831, Alexis de Tocqueville came here to study our country, and he concluded that America, which has already caught up with all those European nations that have been around for hundreds of years, he said, America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, she will cease to be great. And this was after he had studied our educational system and our system of government, the business environment, the church, all these things. He came to that conclusion. That was the end of his two-part series called Democracy in America.
He visited the churches and he saw the Word of God being put into the lives of people and practiced, believed by faith, accepted, and then enacted. And I think that's the difference is the we saw that movie. I don't know if you've seen it, the Great Awakening movie, but the history of America when Ben Franklin meets George Whitefield and the impact it has on our country.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people try to get people to believe that our founding fathers were deist. That is, they believed that there may be a God, but that he doesn't play any part in the affairs of man. The book that we just created called Built on Faith looks at several of our founding fathers and shows what their relationship was with God. And it becomes very clear that they were men of faith. You know, George Washington, praying all the time, carried a Bible around with him and read it on a very regular basis, particularly the Psalms. Gave him a lot of courage. And John Adams, which many people say was a definite deist, why would he say what he said? He said, our Constitution was designed for a moral and religious people and is wholly inadequate for the government of any others. He wouldn't say that if he didn't think that God played an active role. Thomas Jefferson, which people say was really way away from God. Why would he say that our rights come from our Creator and cannot be taken away by human government if he didn't believe that God was active? And it goes on and on. And a pictorial masterpiece, I think, that really will inspire the kids. And we also have a couple of our partners, Riley Gaines, has a new children's book called 1, 2, 3, We Are Free. And Kirk Cameron, Built on Bravery. And the three of those can be bought in a package.
Those are great partners.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. And you, Dr. Carson, you're actually active with the President of the United States on a faith initiative now on bringing faith back into our government, which is an amazing thing. All right, we're going to take a break in a minute. But I'm just so impressed with your American Cornerstone Institute. I want to set that up and tease it. You've established this when you, quote, retired. I see you working harder than ever at your retirement, but you're bringing faith to the American people. It's one of the cornerstone elements.
Cornerstone, and, get that?
Yes, and you're bringing faith back to our country. You're serving the president. You're serving the people. I'm just so honored to call you friend and to know you and your beautiful wife, Candy. All right, Dr. Carson, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what American Cornerstone Institute is doing today. We'll be right back.
Every day across the globe, big business agendas go unseen by investors. Things that go against your core values and beliefs. It's time to know your investments. Abortion. Alternative lifestyles, gender and identity confusion. If you believe in protecting marriage and life, children, innocence, guarding masculinity, restoring families, defending religious liberty, invest with your values. Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, and we're setting the anchor with why we fly the pirate money flag. Spanish doubloons, piece of eight, and the founder's vision of honest money is the foundation of true liberty and justice. Now, there are only three things you can do with your money. You can give it, you can spend it, or you can invest it. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions that support all three areas in a way to promote liberty, security, and values. Patriot Mobile, it's a mobile phone company, supports the Pirate Money Radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and operates on both Apple and Android phones. More information about Pirate Money Radio and the Economic War Room and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. We have Dr. Carson with us, and we've been talking about money with the students. We've have joined live studio audience today from American Journey Experience, and I got to give them a talk a little bit about money and economics. Dr. Carson, you studied the founders. The Bible talks about fair weights and measures and economic justice, and you kind of alluded to this in the first segment. There are moments in American history where we have been less than just to all the people here. How important is it for us to keep in mind that there are many Americans from various backgrounds, various financial situations, but they're all part of the American experience?
Well, you know, one of the things about America is that we have believed traditionally in merit and in hard work. There are a lot of places where you can come from nowhere and ascend to the highest ranks of society in all kinds of ways, including financially. And I'm very happy to see that a lot of people are starting to concentrate on financial literacy for young people, because if they learn that as they're exiting high school and they begin to put aside a defined amount of money, a percentage of what they make, by the time they're 60 years old, they're going to be okay. And we don't really teach that, unfortunately. Now, there's been more attention to it with the president's program for newborns, giving them $1,000 and watching that grow. It's similar to something we have with the Carson Scholars Fund, where we give children starting in the fourth grade $1,000. if they achieve at a certain academic level and they also demonstrate that they care about other people, because we're trying to raise the next generation of leaders. We have a lot of people who are very smart, but they don't care about other people. That's not the kind of leadership we need. We need compassionate people who are interested and a good life for everybody. And I think we're moving, many segments of our population are moving in that direction. But we have to keep applying the gas, keep your foot on the pedal, because those who want to fundamentally change this nation, they are very persistent. They never take a break.
They
try to take advantage of every situation to drive their agenda, and that's very problematic.
They just don't stop.
No, it's
never ending.
They don't, and they're trying to argue for equity as opposed to equal opportunity. And equity means we're all going to end up in a bad position. Equal opportunity means that some may prosper more than others. You might end up with a trillionaire like Elon Musk. Yeah. But if we follow John Wesley's rules, make all you can, save and invest all you can, and give all you can, and we treat money as stewards,
right?
Then we're going to have a better society. Everybody wins. We'll have an improved economic position for everybody.
I mean, Psalms talks about that, 7:24. He'll bring justice to the poor, the people. He will save the children of the needy, and he will break in pieces the oppressor.
Psalm 72:4. That's right. Yeah. Dr. Gardner, we got about a half minute before the break. Any thoughts?
Well, we have some of the most generous people that have ever existed in the world. And people are trying to make billionaires into bad people. If we didn't have billionaires, we wouldn't have stadiums, we wouldn't have museums, we wouldn't have a lot of universities. We wouldn't have a lot of things that we've come to depend on and take for granted. We shouldn't be trying to denigrate anybody or create class warfare. We should be trying to create a society where anybody can become what they want to be.
You know, equal opportunity, giving everybody the American dream. That's what we're talking about. Other nations don't have a dream. America, we have a dream. Let's not forget it or turn it into a nightmare. We'll be right back.
Gold holds its value far better than the US dollar. Let's see what happens when I go in this sweet shop and pay with gold.
Can I pay with gold?
Find out how much it costs.
Do you know why I'm even using gold?
I do not.
It holds its value over time.
Yeah.
But it's a bit difficult to spend, isn't it? Do you take this?
Yes.
That's MasterCard. Yeah, but I'm actually going to pay with gold, believe it or not, using
really?
This. Using this. That's my MasterCard, and it's linked to my gold wallet. So let's just watch that. Authorizing. Yeah, add a tip.
Thank you.
So this is your store?
Yes, sir.
And how much gold did I pay?
0.2243 grams.
Yeah, success. Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Marnie, and the great Dr. Ben Carson. And Dr. Carson, your life story is an American dream in action. From humble beginnings to world-renowned neurosurgeon, can you share some of the key moments from your journey, including maybe the story behind Gifted Hands, which we just watched recently?
Yeah, well, we watched it last night with the students, and they thought he was incredible. What we took away from that is how much your journey was a faith journey, all the prayer that was incorporated into your walking this out, and where you landed now. The whole journey was amazing, and we were astounded, and it caused a lot of conversation about the Lord and faith. It was fabulous.
Well, you know, my mother, you know, came from a very poor background in rural Tennessee. Discovered that her husband was a bigamist. She got married when she was 13 years old, trying to escape all that stuff, and had a very difficult time trying to raise her two sons by herself with very little education. But she had faith in God. She believed in God and that he would be the solution to every problem. And she made us read books. I didn't want to read books. I wanted to be watching television and playing like everybody else. But I started reading about people, people of great accomplishment. And I began to see that there was a pattern there, and that people who are successful work hard to get there, and that the person who has the most to do with what happens to you in life is you. And, you know, I really grasped that because I hated poverty. Some people hate rats and roaches. I hated poverty. But as I read those books, I said, you don't have to live in poverty. You have the ability to change your life to whatever you want. And I became a voracious reader at that point. I read everything I could get my hands on. And I went from the bottom of the class to the top of the class. And, you know, from that point forward, you know, I just kept setting goals and doing what was necessary in order to reach them. But I also developed, along with my mother, a tremendous faith, recognizing that God is in charge of everything. And God doesn't force himself upon you. But if you learn to accept what he has for you, boy, you can really take off like a rocket at that point. And he gives everybody something. If you're in a room full of people, I guarantee you, every person in that room is better than everybody else in that at something. You need to find that something. What are the things that you are really gifted in? Don't necessarily pattern yourself after someone else. Listen to that still, small voice of God and recognize the talent that he has given you and develop it. It will help not only you, but those around you.
You know, you raised a point with me when you were talking about the importance of reading. I just read this morning that apparently audiobooks and reading don't operate in the brain the same way. Now, I've got a neurosurgeon here who understands the brain. Something about retention from reading is greater than just hearing the audiobooks. A lot of people love to listen to it, but there's some power in the reading of it. Why is that?
Well, reading requires you to take those letters and to make them into words. Take those words, make them into sentences, those sentences into concepts. It's like exercising a muscle. And the more you exercise that muscle, the stronger it gets. And you talk about muscle memory. Reading is much more likely to do that than watching television or watching a screen. And it doesn't mean that you can't learn from television or screens, but not nearly to the extent that you will with reading. It's just like with muscles. You can take a little rubber band and stretch it, and that'll get you a little strength, but it wouldn't be like taking weights and using them in a prescribed manner.
Same with writing, by the way.
Yeah, the writing has an impact too.
Instead
reading
of
and
typing.
Writing. Yes.
It does. And it's helpful for older people too, not just young people.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, that is good to know. So we'll be reading and writing it, and some arithmetic too, I suppose. So we'll get the three R's in. All right, we're talking with the great Dr. Ben Carson. We're talking about the America on our 250th birthday. We've got a new movie we want to talk about that incorporates a lot of these things, and we'll cover that and more when we come back.
Some wireless companies say that they stand for something. What exactly do they stand for, and why won't they say it out loud? Let me tell you what Patriot Mobile stands for. They stand for the lives of the unborn. They stand for the Second Amendment and the right to protect yourself and your family. They stand for our veterans and first responders who sacrifice so much for our freedom. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile today and support a company that doesn't just say they stand for something, but one that stands for the things that matter the most.
Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Yeah, we're talking with the great Dr. Ben Carson, and I want to ask you, Dr. Carson, I saw Pat Boone, Kirk Cameron, Jared Ellis, Alveda King, John Schneider, Rob Schneider, Gary Sinise, Kevin Sorbo, and you are in a new movie that debuted at the Trump-Lincoln Center in Washington, D.C. Can you tell us about the Star Spangled Adventures, the movie?
Yes. One of the aspects of the Little Patriots program is Star Spangled Adventures. It's an animated series. We have new vignettes that come out every month that are only like 5 to 10 minutes long, but they concentrate on one aspect of our history. For instance, there's one on Fort McHenry, what actually happened there. And we decided with 250-year celebration coming up, let's do a whole feature-length movie that covers the whole 250 years. How did we start? How did we grow? What are some of the things that happened? And how did we reach this point 250 years later? It's done in a very family-friendly way. I strongly suggest that parents and grandparents view it with their children and grandchildren, because a lot of us older folks don't know a lot of things too. And by knowing them and discussing them with our young people, we create a sense of patriotism, because there's a concerted effort to make young people think that America is bad. And this is to show that America has had some dark areas, there's no question about that. But we can learn from those. That's what wise people do. They learn from mistakes and they move forward. And when they see all the good things that this country has been involved in, it makes them more resistant to those people who try to convince you that America is at the root of all evil. Quite frankly, if America was so bad, why do so many people try so hard to get in here? It would seem like they might be a little smarter than that.
Exactly. So the film recently had, like he said, the premiere at the Trump Kennedy Center. So the response was overwhelming. It was, I mean, we're hearing great things about it all over media. And that's only one thing that you have going on. American Cornerstone Institute has a lot of things going on for little patriots, and we appreciate
Absolutely.
That. You get on your website. There's so much there to look at, to do, to listen to. You have a lot of tools for all of us, so thank you. Thank you for that. And your wife, Candy, who I know, she's amazing. I love her. She is a concert
Me
level.
Too.
Yeah, I know, right? she's a concert level violinist. Did she get a triple degree? Because that was in the movie. Did she get a triple degree?
Well, she had a degree in psychology and in music.
Okay.
And she has a master's degree in business.
Well, you guys are a power couple, and you go out and, I mean, the world just explodes. You guys are doing great things. So how has her talent and partnership enriched your life and just your shared mission, values?
How does it work?
Well, you know,
how does it work? Yeah.
As you all know very well, and you too, God knows what he's doing. And he didn't
does.
Design us to be alone. You know, Adam was by himself, and he said, you know, it's not good that man should be alone. I will give him a helpmeet. And that doesn't mean somebody to walk on, or it doesn't mean somebody to beat you into submission. It means you work together so that you can accomplish goals together. And for us, it's been 51 years. She's been by my side the whole time, and was instrumental in our scholarship program. She did all the work until we got to the point where we had full staff and lawyers and all those kinds of things. But she did all of that by herself before, and travels with me all over the world. And
you all have fun. You all have fun.
Well, when people meet me somewhere, they say, where's Candy? Because she's so vivacious. They remember her.
And she's a smart cookie, and she loves the Gaither Home Band. We do a lot back and forth on that, yeah.
I love to listen to your banter, too, because I remember the first time I interviewed you, you were on set, and you asked, how'd I do? And she said, wouldn't hurt you to speak up a little. And you looked at me and said, is your wife your best critic, too? And yes, she is.
Well, I'm going to talk about her humility, because she came and did a fundraiser. You, Dr. Carson, did that for us. And she played for us at this fundraiser that we were helping to host. And there was no green room at the venue. And they pretty much told her she was going to have to practice in the bathroom. And she so humbly just went to the bathroom in the bathroom. She's practicing her violin in the bathroom.
I can't imagine what the people going into the bathroom thought. This place is so fancy. They have a concert going on in the ladies' room.
Exactly.
She didn't care.
She should have had a little bucket there for tips.
Well, she also was a very good mother raising our children, because, you know, I was extraordinarily busy working 14, 15, 16 hours every day. But she filled in the gap. And eventually I got to the point where I said, look, it's 11 p.m. and I'm still here at the hospital. Yeah. I'm not done with all the stuff that I need to do. And I said, at 7 p.m., I was also not done with all the stuff. So why don't I go home at 7 and not be done, rather than go home at 11 and not be done?
Oh, that's
spend
smart.
Time with the kids. And it makes a big difference.
Okay, Marnie, you had the question. This is the time to ask. She had a question after watching Gifted Hands again last night. Ask about the 21 hours. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So we had the small discussion, too, about how do doctors, when they're in surgery for hours on end, and the restroom, what do they do about that? When you're in 20-hour surgeries, what? I mean, inquiring minds want to know.
Well, first of all, if you know you're going to be in an extremely long surgery, you don't drink a lot. You sort of wait until the surgery is over, and then you really hydrate at that point. That way you don't have to keep going out. But if you do have to go out, there's no big deal.
Oh, so you actually get to leave surgery?
If you need to.
Okay.
Absolutely.
This
is, by the way, a dad's advice. All you dads out there, on the 4th of July, you're driving, you're saying, look, it's a six-hour car ride. Don't drink a lot before we get in the car.
Right.
Absolutely. Now, keep in mind, you do need to be hydrated, though, so keep in mind what you want to drink during that day and make up for it later on.
Try and time the bathroom with the gas need of the car. Well, we know how long we've got a gas tank. You drink just enough so you can make it to the gas station. That's a dad's advice on the 4th of July.
Right, and I told them about you not drinking caffeine, obviously. And here I had a caffeinated drink right before we got on, and I'm shaking like a leaf. And I'm like, I need to follow Dr. Carson's example.
Well, if you're doing microsurgery, and you have a little tremor that you barely notice under the microscope, it looks like an earthquake.
Oh, wow.
So you're very careful about the things that you take into
I will not be participating in microsurgery anytime soon.
I did have surgery on my leg. I've been in surgery once, and I insisted that I stay awake during the surgery, so they gave me a local to do the surgery.
They allowed him to stay awake on a full-blown leg surgery.
And Dr. Early, I heard all of a sudden I was lying there, and he says, if you start to move, you're under like that. We will put you under immediately. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I heard, oops. I was like, oops? What is oops? He said, I dropped an instrument I wasn't using. I knocked it on the floor. It's no big deal. You move and you're under. But you don't want to hear oops when the surgeon is over you.
Well, when I was having C-sections, the doctors are talking about golf and everything else. They're literally having these all conversations. I'm like, look, surgery here, getting a baby out, pay attention, focus.
Well, that reminds me of a time I was doing a brainstem tumor with one of the residents, and he dropped one of the instruments. And it went into the cranium, bounced off the Peaches Ridge, and bounced back out.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just about had a heart attack. And he said, don't worry, boss, I got it under control. You know, he went on to become a very well-known pediatric neurosurgery chief at a famous hospital.
Maybe we should put it on them, the stickum that they put on athletes, that catch the ball. Speaking of athletes catching the ball, some athlete took your place as the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, which is phenomenal. Secretary Scott Turner. Yep.
He's doing a fantastic job. He did a great job when I was the secretary, and that's why we pushed so hard for him to be in that position.
All right, we're going to take another break. We'll be back with more with the great Dr. Ben Carson on the 4th of July. We'll be right back.
I'm outside Babe's, which I'm told is the quintessential chicken restaurant here in Roanoke, Texas. Let's go and see if we can buy the food in here, chicken with gold.
Fried chicken.
This is unbelievable. How am I gonna fit all this in? I seriously actually don't know how to begin with this. This is so overwhelming.
Do you think I can pay with gold?
I don't know. You may have to ask the cashier. I don't handle it.
Can I pay with gold? But actually, you said I could pay with this? Okay, I'm gonna pay with this, but I'm gonna pay with gold. So look at the price of gold going up. That's pretty cool, yeah? Right, this is Babe's, yeah? How much gold did I pay? Gold, how many grams?
0.26.
Quarter of a gram of gold. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Success! Four with gold, paid with glint.
Some wireless companies say that they stand for something. What exactly do they stand for, and why won't they say it out loud? Let me tell you what Patriot Mobile stands for. They stand for the lives of the unborn. They stand for the Second Amendment and the right to protect yourself and your family. They stand for our veterans and first responders who sacrifice so much for our freedom. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile today and support a company that doesn't just say they stand for something, but one that stands for the things that matter the most.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And support for this program comes from Glint. It's a financial technology service offering a debit card and a mobile app that enables users to access their gold holdings for everyday purchases. With Glint, users maintain ownership of allocated physical gold, which is stored in a managed vault. And at the time of a transaction, gold is sold real-time to cover the purchase amount in local currency. Glint offers an alternative way to store and use the value, combining gold and silver with modern payment infrastructure. Glint clients can monitor their gold balance, view transaction history, and manage their accounts through the Glint app available on major mobile platforms. More details about how vaulted physical gold can be used as money are available at glintpay.com/gold247. Again, that's glintpay.com/gold247. Glint, providing access to gold for modern spending. And, you know, the gold that we're talking about, the most important valuable gold, gold is something God created. It's a form of money, but it is not a form of salvation. You can't get saved by having money. You've got to have truth, knowledge. You've got to know the Savior to get saved. And we're talking with the great Dr. Ben Carson, and we're talking about families and celebrating America's 250th birthday in meaningful ways. And I'm wondering, is there a way for us to see the Star Spangled Adventures, the movie? How is that coming out, passing on legacy and faith and patriotism?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. It's actually a very easy way to do it. Starting on July the 4th, you can go to starspangledadventures.com and watch the movie free of charge. You can also sign up there to have watch parties. Come bring it to your community center and show it to everybody. We want to get as many people as possible, particularly young people, to watch the movie so that they really understand the history of our country. How did we get where we are? And it shows the good, the bad, and the ugly, but it puts it in perspective in the right way. And when you do that, it's very difficult not to be proud of our country and to become a patriot.
Well, we had the privilege of seeing the trailer for it back in, I guess it was September, at Mount Vernon. The president flew in, and you could hear his helicopter fly in, and we were celebrating your birthday.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And
it was like a National Treasure movie. We got to live it out.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. And the president came in for it, and we got to see the trailer. So I'm so excited to see the movie starting July 4th, which this is airing on July 4th. Get your family together and watch. Go to starspangledadventures.com if you want to learn more. That's a place that you can watch it.
Right. And there's
and it's
other.
Free of charge.
Yeah. There's other tools there, little patriots, little things that can instill these type of values in our kids. So engaging them also in an age-appropriate way. And so that's part of your goal at American Cornerstone Institute.
So, and also, all the vignettes have online lessons associated with them.
Oh.
So you can dive deep into them, and you can make this into a real learning process.
That's incredible.
That
okay.
No, it's a great tool for
home. I didn't see that part. Another tool.
Our kids are grown. Our studio audience is grown. But if you have kids, this would be a place to if you're homeschooling or just adding to their regular everyday curriculum.
Okay, we're gonna have grandkids.
Yes, we are.
Like soon, I'm hoping.
Yeah, one just got married. Another one getting married. So yeah, grandkids are hopefully on the way. The Lord willing. Dr. Carson, we've got a couple more segments, but I wonder, do you have any encouragement? We've got about a minute left for listeners who want to support your work and be a part of renewing the American dream. Where can people follow ACI's important work?
AmericanCornerstone.org. And we have all kinds of things there. It's very entertaining, but it's very educational. And all of our programs are free of charge. Not because they're worth nothing, but because we have incredibly generous supporters from all over the country who recognize that we have to get in this battle for the soul of our country. And if we don't do it, who else is going to do it? Don't wait for somebody else. Be part of it yourself.
But you also have tools for us older people, too. So all the way from little patriots to older, the tools are there.
Well, we have executive branch for America, where we have young people who are really accelerating in their pathway, and we have them talk to people like last week we had Judge Justice Clarence Thomas, and we have all kinds of things. Go there, AmericanCornerstone.org.
All right, we'll cover this and more when we come back right after this break.
Washington said paper money opens the door to every species of fraud and injustice. Jefferson said paper is poverty. Hamilton said to emit an unfunded paper as the sign of value ought not to continue a formal part of the Constitution. The founders hated paper money, so they put a pirate money clause in the Constitution for our state to use. Learn more at transactionalgold.com.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, I'm looking back, Marnie. We're at the 250th birthday of America, and we have a daughter that's lived about a quarter century and getting married. You know, how are we going to build unity across the generations on all of the important things that our founders put in, what's true in the Bible and so forth, authentic faith and liberty? How do we bring that?
I mean, we drug them all over the United States for museums and history books and some of Dr. Carson's things. And we've got a lot. So moms and dads listening, for them that are wanting to know, what all steps can they take to instill these values?
Well, I think we need to talk about them. You know, the leftists, those who want to fundamentally change our country, they don't like to have discussions. They don't like to put the facts on the table and see what we all believe and what we can do to bring ourselves together. You can take the most radical left-wing person, the most radical right-wing person, they agree on 80% of stuff. Why do we take the 20% they disagree on and try to make that into the key issue? And we have a situation in our country now where people think if someone disagrees with you, they're your enemy. What a bunch of garbage. And you can learn more from people who disagree with you than people who agree with you all the time. But we need to be able to sit down and talk. You know, it's like people who are getting divorced. You know, when they were going together before they got married, they couldn't keep their hands off of each other. They couldn't be away from each other. Now, you know, their spouse is the devil incarnate, and they don't talk to each other. And it just gets worse and worse.
I love you, honey.
I love you too, sweetheart. And that's a great point, because people do learn more from people. If you just get an echo chamber, then you, and you're on the wrong course, you're going to stay on that wrong course till you get, you know, beaten badly, you go off the edge or whatever. We need to have different voices, but we need to do it civilly, respectfully. And that's one of the things I admire so much about you. I watched the debates when you were running for president, and I saw you carry that same spirit. It wasn't ever hyper-political to you. It was always about communication and finding points of unity and ways to work together. And it just amazes me how vitriolic our politics can get if we don't remember those are people too.
When we were walking around capitals across the nation trying to talk about transactional gold and silver, I did find out at the end of the day, we all wanted very similar things. So he's right in that we all want very similar things. And just if you could talk about it, we're fast friends at the end of the day.
Well, Dr. Carson, you're respected on both sides of the aisle, and you've got a lot of friends that are liberal and a lot of friends that are conservative. I've met some on both sides, and they're just great people. They're people, though, that believe in God. And I think that is kind of the key issue. Communism forces you to say government is God, right. And that's going to lead you to a bad place. But if you have faith in God, we can work together.
Yeah, the Marxists hate God because he becomes your beacon, and they want to be the beacon. They want to be the thing that you follow all the time. They want to have all the power. And, you know, socialism, Marxism, communism, they all say, we will take care of you. From the womb to the tomb, we'll take care of all your needs. Just give us all the power. And the problem is it never works. It's never worked anywhere. It's certainly not going to work here. But that's why they're working so hard on all this class warfare stuff. They want to make us fight each other and give them the power because they say, we have a better way. We can make it work. Don't believe a word of it. It's all false. And America became great because of the values that we have, because we understood that we are one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And liberty is the key there. I can tell you, if you want 3 square meals a day and be taken care of, an opportunity to go out in the exercise yard every day, we call it prison. And that's where you'll end up if you adopt that. All right. Thank you, Marnie. Thank you, Dr. Carson. Visit piratemoneyradio.com for more information. Those on Real Life Network, see you next time. Stay faithful. AFR, hang with us. Here's a $10 bill. It's got the picture of Alexander Hamilton on the front of it. You know, it's kind of sad. When I was 10 years old, everything that I could buy for a dollar now costs about $10. That's the cost of inflation. It's just paper. It's not backed by anything. You can't exchange it for gold and silver. You used to, but you can't do that anymore. And that's unfortunate. You know, pirates wouldn't accept this. Pirates, they wanted gold and silver. Patriots, the founders of this nation, also wanted gold and silver coin. In fact, they put a provision in the Constitution, 17 words, that said states could only make gold and silver coins tender within the states. That's why I wrote this new book, Pirate Money, Discovering the Founders' Hidden Plan for Economic Justice and Defeating the Great Reset. It will explain exactly the history of money and exactly why gold and silver coins can be made modern with new technology and a useful monetary system. PirateMoneyBook.com.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, I'm so thankful that we have this extra bonus segment on American Family Radio and on our podcast. I get to ask the one question, Dr. Carson, you're looking ahead. We're at our 250 years behind us. What gives you the greatest hope for America right now? What is your thought?
The young people, the Gen Zers. So many of the males particularly are coming back to church, are coming back to the values that established our country. They're looking down the pike. They're seeing where it's leading. They're saying it makes no sense. You know, some of the things that are being pushed, absolute. It's hard to say that sane people would believe these things. And yet those are being pushed very hard by some segments of our society. Things that you would have never believed 20 years ago are becoming mainstream. And they're seeing that, and they don't want to go there. And I applaud them for it. And I think the young women will eventually be coming along as well.
Well, we've got a lot of young women in our audience right now that are coming along very nicely. I mean, they're just doing great things.
Very encouraging to have spent the time with American Journey Experience as part of Mercury One and the input from David Barton and Glenn Beck and Elijah O'Neill and all the great people that are behind this incredible opportunity. And Dr. Carson, I'm so grateful that you would take time with us today here on the 250th birthday. I know it's pre-recorded, but these are precious moments, moments I will never forget, and hopefully that we can pass on to our children and grandchildren. Mrs. Freeman, I'm right there with you. Do you have any final thought for the week, Marnie?
Well, yes, go to AmericanCornerstone.com.
To learn more.
To learn more. But yes, I mean, my final thoughts are, and they always are, get into scripture, learn history, and you will not be duped. You will not be deceived. And you can move forward and keep our freedom and our liberty in this country and grow families, have babies, grandchildren, all the things.
Hang out with people of faith. The Bible says bad company corrupteth good morals, but good company createth good morals. And so, Dr. Carson, it's been so fun hanging out with you today here on Pirate Money Radio. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, thank you both for being such incredible people, incredible patriots, and brave people. We love it.
All right. Well, if you have questions, if you have prayer needs, if you have comments, you can email us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com. And we have a challenge here. It's to pray for America. We've had 250 great years. We need 250 more. Pray for a spirit of patriotism rooted in biblical truth. Pray for unity in the church and for our veterans and our fathers. We just had Father's Day to be strengthened. Now, if you're listening on the radio, you can get this on podcast, Apple, Spotify, and so forth. Share it with your friends. Check out piratemoneyradio.com, and you'll learn all the different places you can listen to this. You can go back and listen to the past podcasts. It really is an opportunity. And I also want to encourage you, if you want to learn more, to go to AmericanCornerstone.org and learn the great work there. And StarspangledAdventures.com, that's a place you can watch this amazing new movie. This is Kevin Freeman. I'm joined this week by Dr. Ben Carson and my wife, Marnie Freeman, with Pirate Money Radio on our 250th birthday.
Arr.